No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 26th day of March, 2021. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. A pandemic, a vaccination rollout, a crater in the economy, a winter freeze and statewide outages, the legislature back in session, demands for racial justice statewide and nationally, an increase in border crossings, the detention of undocumented and unaccompanied minors, all of these events and more have been at the top of the news agenda in Texas for some time. But what happened to some of the perennial subjects we have often covered in the past? Well, recent events in places like Georgia and Colorado have pushed one such issue back to the front burner. Mass shootings have left 18 Americans dead over the past 2 weeks, and this has reignited the debate over gun control. Despite four recent mass shootings in a three-year span in Texas, the two in 2019 at a Walmart in El Paso and in Midland, Odessa, in 2018 at the Santa Fe High School, and in 2017 at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, right now we're seeing a bolder effort by Texas Republican lawmakers to expand gun rights. Here to tell us more, Brandon Rottinghouse. He is a political science professor at the University of Houston. Brandon, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, David.
This is the first legislative session since the 2019 mass shootings in El Paso and Midland and Odessa, where a total of 30 people were killed and 50 more injured. At that time, Brandon, both Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick seemed to be open to some sort of gun control legislation, or at least that seemed to be the way people were reading the rhetoric. Fast forward to today, and it appears that they're doubling down on the issue of gun rights. Why the change in stance?
I think a couple of things happened. I think, like you said, obviously this is the top of the mind for a lot of people, especially in places where there's been an outbreak of this violence and or where there's continually these sorts of violent outbreaks. For one, the last session, one of the things that happened was that constitutional carry fizzled in part because you had, I think, gun rights activists pushing too far. You also, I think, saw that governor and lieutenant governor framing the issue as not just a gun issue, but a kind of public safety issue or even a school safety issue. So a lot of the recommendations that came out of what happened, especially in the shooting at Santa Fe, was for having more active trainer shooting or an expansion of the school marshal program or more kind of intervention for health screening, mental health screening. It's designed to solve a specific problem that isn't necessarily gun control. I also think you saw that there's a kind of saturation point. So you had open carry in 2015. You had concealed weapons on campus in 2017 pass. Mm-hmm. So it could be that, you know, moderate Republicans have already kind of gotten what they'd like from this. And I don't know that you're going to see much more.
Let's talk about what lawmakers are pushing for, though, this session. It's currently legal to open carry a handgun if you have a license to do so, and that's the result of some more recent legislation, as you were referring to there, Brandon. Mm-hmm. But what is constitutional carry, and why is there talk about expanding it to handguns?
So constitutional carry, and there are about a dozen bills or so, David, that are kind of working their way through the process that do something similar to this. But at the meat of it is this. Basically, it would allow for a repeal of requirements to buy a handgun or obtain a permit to carry a handgun, and in some cases would expedite a license to carry a handgun if for some reason you're under a particular protective order, for instance, in a domestic abuse situation. So it's really kind of attempting to remove the administrative or bureaucratic levers to obtaining a handgun. And so that's really effectively making it what they call constitutional carry, because it's no other restrictions. It's just the constitutional right to be able to carry a firearm.
Well, so a kind of permitless carry. This has come up before. Correct. And failed. Does it seem to have a better chance this session, do you think?
It has a good chance, I think. There's definitely been a kind of resurgence of interest from some right-leaning Republicans to push this. Obviously, part of it is driven by the fact that in 2020, Republicans made pretty strong gains. It's also been kind of a battle cry among the right to say that the Republicans have been in the majority for two decades. And, you know, this is a moment where they want to see the legislation. And that, I think, is a potential for them to be able to get something moving in the session.
Are you familiar with any other measures related to guns or expanding gun owners' rights this session?
There are a good number that are working their way through. Many of them are, like I said, kind of on the administrative side, but definitely are all in the same category. So one would allow for election judges to carry handguns. One would identify Texas as a sanctuary city, so effectively declaring all firearms or ammunition manufactured in Texas or sold in Texas not to be subject to federal regulations, so sort of neutering federal law when it comes to Texas. Some laws also make it easier for people to carry firearms in a natural disaster or when they're in hotels. There's also a tax-free weekend option. Senator Creighton introduced legislation to have a day or a weekend in August to allow for tax-free purchase of firearms or hunting supplies. There's even a bill to recognize the 1847 Colt Walker pistol as the official handgun of Texas. So it carries the full weight of law if that's passed.
Is this session unique in the number of gun bills being proposed?
It's unique in that you've definitely got more of a push than you would expect, considering that public opinion on this issue is definitely not really, I think, resonant with expanding the gun rights. Usually you find this in a session after these sorts of mass shootings to be a little more restrained. So that's what's in some ways interesting about this.
Brandon Rodinghouse is political science professor at the University of Houston. He continues to track these measures and others. Brandon, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, David.